Dennis, good morning.
Good morning.
So here we have it this morning, where Bertie Ahern, they're saying, became unstuck in the age of social media, where we all should be on high alert that we're being recorded or watched or videoed or followed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think like that's the approach of a lot of these types of NGO organizations. They'll just try to kind of silence the truth coming from somebody. Now, at the end of the day, you know, he was speaking the truth, like, and the fact that he's speaking the truth, you know, these organizations will jump on the bandwagon and call him a racist. It's what they've been doing to the people in general. And you can see what's been happening with the UK. And, you know, the truth speaks for itself. The truth is happening. It's occurring in the UK through the local elections.
Okay, so what do we see? We saw in the UK that Reform took over 1,000 seats on local councils.
Yeah.
Right. The Greens didn't do too bad, but Labour and the Conservatives absolutely collapsed. So Reform control all of the councils now, and also probably in the next general election will be in power and Nigel Farage will be Prime Minister, right?
He will, possibly, I'd say, by the summer. Anyway, there's some of the experts are saying, like, I'd say by the summer.
Okay.
By this summer,
so,
at least. By mid-summer.
So what is the main platform of Reform?
Well, they, you know, I suppose it's a bit of a Trump-esque type of approach to the policy. But at the end of the day, what's resonating with a lot of people is the fact that, you know, the mass illegal immigration is not working, and it's affecting nations and civilized Western society. At the moment in Birmingham, like in the UK, you've got an Islamist terrorist running for election. Or we did have that last week in the local elections. And now you have the backlash to that is the people saying we can't have this, enough is enough, and we'll vote Reform. These other two parties are just not fulfilling the objectives. And
the message from Reform is that England is losing its identity, it's losing its culture rapidly.
Yeah.
And if this continues in another 5 or 10 years, the country's unrecognizable now. It would be 100% that's what they say, right? So,
yeah,
so therefore, those that disagree with that then will say that anybody that votes for Reform or voted in those local elections is a racist or far right.
Well, that's the far left and the leftist kind of approach to things, like, whereby if they don't agree, you know, Maria Steem is a great one for highlighting the left liberal approach, which is like their basis is about tolerance, but they're not very tolerant of the less tolerant crowd who don't agree with them effectively. So she's got a great clip in that, like that was an interview done by RT, in fact, a while back, I think, and one by Grit Media. But, you know, at the end of the day, Bertie was just telling the truth. And, you know, people are resonating with that fact that he told the truth at the door. And I mean, this is somebody who is a former Taoiseach, one of the most prominent Taoiseachs we had in this country during the great times back.
How could he be telling the truth when he says that he worries about the next generation of Muslims? Isn't that very insulting to an awful lot of Muslims who are living here, working here, paying tax here, doing all sorts of different jobs, up to including saving lives and working in our hospitals? They're kind people. Muslim sons and daughters who are going to Irish and Cork schools.
Yeah, I understand that. But like at the end of the day, like, you know, over 99.9% of terrorists and terrorist acts committed across the world, like in the moment, are by Muslims.
I'm not so sure about that statistic. I'll take that under advisement. But you can't throw everybody under a bus. Firstly, it's offensive. And secondly, it's inflammatory, where what Bertie Ahern has said now will add even more fuel and tension to the fire. Would he have said that, for instance? And because politicians love to agree with people, particularly when they're campaigning. But would he have said any of that if he knew he was being recorded?
Well, I think we all know possibly not. But at the end of the day, like, do you want to vote or follow the policy of the politician just going to lie barefaced to you at the door? Or do you want one that's going to tell you the truth and the true feelings and bring that forward to the likes of Jim O'Callaghan? Because that's what he said. I warned Jim O'Callaghan on this and this. And that's what people want to hear, like, you know. Or do you want someone to just lie to you? I think people like to hear the lies and the plumassing language and whatever else.
But what if Africans, what if he's worried about Africans, as he said, and he's worried, wondering why people come from the Congo? What if there are violent acts against them, or there's more name-calling or more abuse?
Name calling, you know, I think the point he's trying to make is that, like, for the most part, like, it's what he's probably trying to refer to is that multiculturalism, it's not a form of multiculturalism if you've got too many people coming from one particular part of the world. At the moment, we have like thousands of illegal male migrants supposedly fleeing war, but we don't see any women and children arriving into Ireland at all, and bus laws being dropped off at IPAS centres. What's that all about? Yeah. Everybody knows it. You know, and with that type, you know, if you've got an unchecked cult, men coming in from cultures that don't resonate nor have any kind of like, you know, kinship of some form with the Western civilized society, well, you know, trouble is what you're going to get. And he did say,
you believe that integration doesn't work then?
How can you integrate people that fundamentally with that come from ideologies that just don't resonate nor will ever agree with you?
But no, you're talking about a minority there. I'm talking about a much bigger picture of integration. People coming to raise families, to work here, to live here, to pay taxes here, to keep the country going, keep the lights on, and do jobs that maybe not everybody wants to do. They'd be from all over the world. They're here legally.
Yeah.
Right, that's integration. That works, right? It's the guys that are coming over under all sorts of suspicious circumstances that stay here and are looked after and are processed and then told to leave. I don't think anybody has a problem with cutting down on that or tighter controls or faster processing.
I just think people have had enough of mass illegal immigration. It's just not working. And I mean, you go back to the numbers. If you want to stick to the facts on this, Neil, as well, like, you know, at the end of the day, like you've got 2.8 million people working in this country. Of about that, I'd say there's 150,000 in the HSE. Of that, roughly, there's about 14,500 doctors, 47,500 nurses, 2,500 roughly ambulance crew. And of all those doctors, nurses and ambulance crew, about 26,000 of those are basically, they are foreigners from abroad, but they're highly educated, trained, vetted and legal immigrants.
So you don't have a problem with people who come here legally then?
No. Okay. But the point I'm trying to make, Neil, is that equates to less than 1% of the workforce of Ireland who are legal. And the government are using that as an excuse to stand up and say, this is our defence to mass illegal immigration of male migrants from around the world. Yeah. It doesn't work.
Okay. All right. Appreciate that. Text 0868 104 106.